Hey, welcome to the God News You Can Use podcast. My name is Corey Reynolds, and here we talk about good news. But when we have the opportunity to show the goodness of God, that's what it's all about. I bring you three stories during the podcast, each one something that'll make your heart happy, something that'll take you away from the otherwise news. I like to call it that because you don't really want to say bad news. It's out there, though. The otherwise news, not so fun, not so encouraging. Right here, you get it with your God News You Can Use. And story number one, this is amazing. As of this recording, I have to tell you now, things may have changed by the time you're hearing this. Tim Tebow just re-signed an NFL contract, and he's going to be playing with the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know what's really amazing? He had so many doubters, so many detractors along the way, including all the sports pundits. But immediately, as soon as he joined the team, something really amazing happened. His jersey started selling out. I mean, who would not want a Tim Tebow jersey? I'd wear that to a hockey game. But you know, we've always loved Tim because of his amazing faith. He espouses it. He wears it on his sleeve. He never misses an opportunity to speak about his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That might be why he has the number one NFL selling jersey right now in the country. I love it though when he talks about young people.
You know, so many young people are influenced by social media and what the world is going to say about them, but it's more important what God says about you. You know, I've been one of the most popular athletes in America and cut the same year. But you don't have to let that hurt define you. And that's what I want to bring with my writing, with my speaking, is the encouragement to believe in people, to love people, to convince them that they matter.
Yep, that's the Tim we know and love right there. And God's Word has plenty to say about being a person of faith in this society in today's world. It's relevant to us in God's Word, what He said. And even Jesus told us, there will be trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. But I want to head into Proverbs 17:22 here, where it says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. When I listen to Tim Tebow speak, and when he talks about his faith openly, and when he does his charity work, it's just amazing the things that he does off the field. I hear anything but a crushed spirit. There is so much joy in Jesus. Story number two has some joy. We're heading to Overland Park, Kansas, where a police officer driving down the road sees an elderly woman trying to mow her lawn. She realizes that she's not in any calls, has nowhere to be, so she jumps out of that car and she goes over there and grabs that lawnmower, nicely, I'm sure, and says, I'm going to do it for you. You know what's really cool? There was a neighbor standing by, and I love what he has to say here. Check this out.
Parked her car on the side. I seen her turn around, park her car, and get out and start mowing. That's crazy. Stuff like this needs to be shown.
Yeah, that stuff needs to get out there, and that's why it's part of your God News You Can Use today. We're heading into the book of Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. Story number three today comes from the state of Texas. Wanda Smith, I want to tell you about this amazing woman. She's the epitome of the American dream, working her way through school, but also along the way, working as a bus monitor and custodian. But she really wanted to be a teacher. And by age 37, it finally happened. You know, there is a Teacher Appreciation Day. Mark it on your calendars. It's May 4th. But today, we honor Mrs. Smith, and she was rightfully honored by her school as well.
I got a diploma. I mean, somebody growing up in the projects that people counted out. I got a diploma. A lot of my kids are from single parent homes. So when my parents would call me, because I was checking in with them, and they would say, well, Miss Smith, you know, I got to work. Well, I'd be like, okay, give me your address. It was nothing, because we have to help one another.
Wow, that is above and way beyond. She proves that anyone can live out their dream if they just follow it. Of course, God's Word has something to say about this. It's into the book of Romans now, Romans 5, 3, and 4. Not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. Indeed. I was a single mother for many years, raising my two sons, and I'll tell you, tribulation meant nothing before that experience. It was downright harrowing, and every day was a prayer that we get through it, whether it came to a money matter or getting the kids to school or making sure they had shoes and backpacks or being there as the only parent between work and home. And it definitely was a trial, no doubt about that. But you know what? It did bring about perseverance for me. And it did make me prove my character. And in that, I found hope. There were so many good things to come. And I wish I could, in the rear view mirror of life, look back and say, God has a plan. So no matter what you're going through, whatever's on your heart, whatever may be troubling you, or if you know someone who's going through something, just encourage them and let them know that God is on their side. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. And sometimes, as Jesus told us, there will be trouble in this world. But ultimately, tell them and tell yourself, but ultimately, we have overcome the world. Amen. That's a wrap for your God News You Can Use for this podcast. I encourage you to like and follow me. You can find all the links at the website there and subscribe. It's GodNewsYouCanUse.com. Pretty easy. GodNewsYouCanUse.com. And I'll see you next time. Don't forget, every Friday, a brand new episode.